A Baltimore high school, the hazmat team was called last week. Five people taken to the hospital, breathing problems, upset stomachs. A pumpkin spice air freshener was blamed. Cristo Rey Jesuit High School evacuated. Firefighters found the aerosol pumpkin spice plugged into a classroom outlet. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
In Reading alone, a property crime is committed every 2.5 hours. That's 3,837 in 2016. That includes burglary, larceny, and vehicle theft. Installing motion sensor lights around high-risk areas at your home or business will help discourage lawbreakers. This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square. Through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul. In your soul. In your soul. A century of dreams. Part of the loggers and the cowboys. Double cry. They cursed rough roads, hauling their load, but they did their best to deliver them. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul. In your soul, the beauty of the sunsets never gets old. The winding rivers are filled with gold, and the pine fence call its way. And the coast takes a breath away.
We're up and running, flying by the seat of our pants today. That was just a little taste of the music that we had yesterday on the main stage at the Harvest Festival that we had down at the Anderson River Park, and it was awesome. It was so good. It's great to hear them on the radio, but it's also great to hear them live. They did a stellar job, and the other songs that they played as well, they were off the hook. So if you didn't make it, you missed out. If you did make it, call us and let us know what you thought. It was pretty fun. Before we get too far into today, I want to let you know, okay, Terry's not here physically today only because he's out with a an injured limb, so he's trying to take care of that, and he may be calling in a little bit later. But I wanted to go through, and I want to thank some of the people that we have for doing what they did, and then some of them will be calling in to, you know, give us their perspective of what's going on. But before we hit that, I want to give you a quick update on some of the things that are going to be happening in Jefferson pretty quickly. Tonight, Sunday, the second Sunday of the month, we have our Sunday night call. It happens at 7 o'clock. Phone number is 712-770-4114. Again, 712-770-4114. And the passcode, once you get into the menu, it asks for a number to put in. It's 307-268, hashtag or pound, whatever you want to call it. So 307-268-pound. So again, 712-770-4114. And the password is 307-268-pound. Okay, and then on to the second thing we have going on. October 20th and 21st, which is a Friday and Saturday, we're going to be having a fundraiser for State of Jefferson for the CFR, for our court case. And it's going to be a yard sale. So if you've got goodies you want to get rid of and you want to help participate and do all that good stuff, we encourage you to come to the meeting and get signed up with us. And it's going to be held at the church on the Bonneview Road, the church where we used to meet. And so we're going to, the owners of that facility have been gracious to share that with us and let us have our yard sale there. So it'll begin again on October 20th and 21st, and Friday and Saturday, and that's when the sale will be up and running. And so there'll be more information coming about that, and we'll have more information at our meeting. So come and find out what's going on there as well. And then, let's see, the SOJ51.net website is back up and running. Thank you, Steve, for getting on top of that. We were trying to share that information with people at our event yesterday when they didn't know a lot about Jefferson. They wanted to learn some stuff, and we were going to share our knowledge with them with the website, and it was down. So I called Steve, and he got on it. So just want to let everybody know, if you're listening now and you didn't get on it or try to get on it yesterday or what have you, it's back up and running, so we're good to go. So we're all getting everything fixed as we go and putting fires out where we can. I want to go through a quick list here and thank everybody who...
Yes? I'm sorry to interrupt, but Mark Baird is on the line, and he needs to leave very soon.
Okay.
So, if we could get him on as soon as possible.
Sure, yeah. Okay, well, we can do Mark. Let's do Mark first, so that way if he needs to fly out, he can go do what he needs to do. All right. Good morning, Mark. How are you doing?
Morning, Wynn. How are you doing this morning?
So far, so good. It was great to see you there yesterday and hear what you had to say. So,
I got to tell you, that was a great event. I mean, a great venue. The park was beautiful. The temperature was perfect. There were lots of people out there. The music was good. You know, I didn't get to eat any, but I heard the food was great, and there was lots to see and do. And what I really liked about it, there were a lot of kids out, and young people and young families showed up, and you know, and they were interested and to hear about Liberty and Jefferson and to just enjoy a really nice day and nice evening in the park. And I felt very blessed to be asked to speak. Because of the problems that the sound system had, I didn't have very much time, and it's really hard to cover Jefferson in 20 minutes, but I think people maybe want to know more, and the website is where to get the information. So I thought it was great, and congratulations to all of you who put in so much time and hard work to make that happen.
Well, thank you, and thank you for coming down. I know it takes minimum 5 hours for you to drive down and back to home to come and participate, and then the time there, and you're away from your work and your ranch. And you know, I'm glad you brought your beautiful wife with you. At least you got to spend some road time with her. That was nice.
Yeah, we enjoyed the day. It was, like I said, it was fantastic, and I just urge people, you know, now is the time, get involved. You know, the governor just made it. He just made attempted murder a misdemeanor. It's now a misdemeanor in California to knowingly give the HIV virus to someone, and he just downgraded that from a felony to a misdemeanor. I mean, the craziness in Sacramento is absolutely appalling. It's irrelevant what your political leanings are. It really is. To welcome 25% of the nation's illegal immigrants and then put them immediately on public services, which the taxpayers pay for, to downgrade a felony, which could amount to murder in the end, to a misdemeanor is absolutely the height of lunacy. We have the highest taxes, that we pay the highest price for gas. The governor is contemplating outlawing internal combustion engines. There's no way people can do their work with electric cars. I mean, it'll bankrupt the state. And I think that's his agenda. I think what they want to do is bankrupt this state and enslave its people, and out of the ashes will arise the Socialist Republic of California. And if we don't fight this now, ladies and gentlemen, we are never going to get another chance in our lifetime. Do you really want your children and grandchildren to grow up in a state that Jerry Brown and the liar Anthony Rendon and Kevin DeLeon envision? I mean, I just can't imagine that. So please get involved, get on the website, help with these garage sales and the fundraising events. Donate if you can. If you can't, show up. Start showing up to your city council meetings, just one a month. Just show up to one a month. Start small. Get involved in your government. Find out what they are doing to you so that when you vote, you can vote with the right agenda in mind, or with at least your convictions in mind and the knowledge of what's happening around you. It's time, folks. If you don't do it now, you might as well forget it. I've got to go. I've got to get to work, but God bless you, Wynn, and thanks for everything you did yesterday, and I know your guys are the driving force behind that effort, and it was wonderful.
Yes, it was, and well, thank you, Mark, for coming down again. We truly appreciate it, and I know there were a bunch of new people hearing what you had to say, and people were looking at each other like, wow, this is different, and they came by our booth, and they said, we didn't realize, and now they do, so that's good.
It's time for all of us to wake up to what's going on around us. The state of California is lost. It's irreparably broken. It's so corrupt, it's unbelievable. And we, the people of the state of California and the state of Jefferson, are the only ones that have the power to do anything about it. So let's do it. What are we waiting for?
Amen, brother. Amen. Thank you all so much, Mark.
You're welcome. Time has come for 51.
Again, you're absolutely right on that.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. Okay, so
I didn't get to say good morning to you because
I was
juggling phones when we came on the air, but a very
good morning,
pleasant morning to you, Wynn.
You
and did you explain where Terry is today?
I did. Okay. Yep. He's out nursing his limb. His knee's giving him some grief, and he's just not. It's not pleasant for him to be moving around right now, so he's got to take care of it.
Well, he did try to call in when we had both lines jammed a few minutes ago. But, Terry, if you're listening, we have a line open now, so feel free to call back.
So do we have somebody else on hold?
Well, we had Carl,
Atkins. Yeah.
Atkins, Carl Atkins.
Yeah.
But he graciously agreed to let Mark go first since Mark needed to fly.
Okay.
So, Carl, if you're listening, you can call back now.
Okay, and then
530-605-4567. Sorry.
There you go. Nope, that was great. Thank you. Okay, now I just want to go down this list real quick and just let everybody know what was going on. And I want to invite everybody to come to our meetings. We have our State of Jefferson meetings Monday nights, 5:30 at 3276 Bocelli Lane at the Eagle's Nest Church. And we have the meetings at 5:30. We have two meetings. We have and they go at the same time. And the first one is what we call the newbie class, or just get the introduction to Jefferson. Chris Kellstrom, who's phenomenal, teaches that class. So he introduces Jefferson and the mindset behind it and what we're doing and how we're doing it. And he answers all your questions. Whatever question you may have, he can give you factual answers to it. And then after you've gone through that and you're comfortable with what you hear and you understand what's going on, you truly know what's going on and how we're doing things, then you can transition to the other meeting, which happens, like I said, at the exact same time, like the following week or two. And you can go there. That's the action group. That's where all the people that have gone through this program or the knowledge of being there from day one, they're already in that program or in that class, and we take action. We have functions like the function we had yesterday. It grew out of this this group. We have all kinds of things that we do, and just ways of getting the information out there and so forth. So please come and participate. You'll meet some great people. We have some awesome people amongst our group. Most all of them, everybody's awesome there. They just do a great job. They're workers. They're action takers. They want to get it done, and they're fighting for liberty for themselves, for their children, and their grandchildren. And most of them in that group are fighting for their grandchildren. So we need to make sure that we get other groups in there that can, you know, understand what's going on. And it's not a political action thing. We're not politics. It's not politics in any way. This is survival now. So everybody needs to get on board with that because, like Mark alluded to earlier, it's almost too late because the way California is doing things to us, we are going to be the enslaved servants here pretty soon if they keep going the way they're going. With Jefferson, that won't be tolerated. None of this stuff would ever get to this point. So think back about 3-4 years ago. How was the state then? What was going on then? What did you know about compared to today? I mean, it has changed immensely. So we need to get action taken, and that is a responsibility of every adult that lives in Jefferson Territory. I don't care what your age is. You have to do something. If you can make a phone call, you can write a letter. If that's all you can do, that's great. That's what we need. If you can do other things and you have great talent that you can share with us, we want that. We need that. We need you. So please come out, participate, and help us get things done. Okay, I'm going to go down this list real quick. And actually, before I do that, I just got the break signal. So, Bob, we're going to slide off to a break real quick, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about the event we had yesterday. And the time has come for 51.
Indeed. And Rally Sally, thanks for the musical suggestions this morning. And if I can get the sound back on our music here, we'll salute Tom Petty going out and coming back this morning here on Jefferson State of Mind.
Classic.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Big Bike Weekend is back and bigger than ever as it thunders into the Shasta District Fair and Event Center beginning Friday, October 6th. Sign up now to participate at BigBikeWeekend.com and check out the schedule of events, including the Remembrance Ride over Shasta Dam, Big Bike Games, the Big Bike Show, live music, and the free Can-Am Spider Demo Rides. There'll be hours of stunt bike entertainment featuring the Victor McLaughlin Motor Corps, Robin Stunt's Diamond Team, and the West Coast Connection Team, with non-stop entertainment featuring DJ Bobette on the main stage. Be a part of Northern California's biggest gathering of bikes from all over the West Coast. It's family-friendly and free to attend. Cooler weather and the coolest bikes come together again at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center, Friday, October 6th through Sunday, October 8th. Sponsored in part by Shasta Speedway, Julie Foster Allstate Insurance, Redding Harley-Davidson, Russ Brown Motorcycle Attorneys, Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo, Riggs Media Consulting.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long living in Reseda, there's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.
Alrighty, Free Fall. Thanks, Tom Petty. All right. What you got, Bob?
Oh, just we lost another superstar. Almost 1 week ago was this past Monday that Tom Petty passed on, and that song there, Free Fall, and that's been the most downloaded and most played song on the radio since his passing.
Oh, okay. There you go.
And we heard Refugee, of course, going into the break. So.
Awesome. Well, thanks for the update.
Yep.
Update. Appreciate that. Okay, we have Carl on the lines. Carl's going to give us a little bit of lowdown. Hey, Carl, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How you doing?
So far, so good. So what you got going?
I was just calling about the Harvest Moon Liberty Festival and saying what a great turnout we had out there yesterday. And from what I noticed, I talked to a lot of people, and there's still a lot of confusion of why the Citizens for Fair Representation and the delusion of vote, a lot of people were confused of why we're suing for more representation when the ultimate goal is trying to make it our own state, Jefferson. And they were getting the two mixed up, and so I was doing a lot of explaining, and it was great that we had the Harvest Moon Liberty Festival so we could actually get out there and educate people. And I hope that we're able to do another one maybe in the spring and get more people out there and get them educated of what the whole CFR, Citizens for Fair Representation, and everything what it's about. So it was great.
Okay, good. So what did you think of the music and everything else that was going on there, the actual festival part of it?
Oh, it was great. I seen a lot of vendors, and a lot of kids were having great fun with the whole thing with the laser tag. I was watching them. They were really loving that. And the kids, I helped with the games for the little kids, and they had a blast with the ring toss over the beer, Pepsi bottles and stuff like that. And it was just it was just great. And my wife had seen a lot of stuff that she wanted to buy, but unfortunately, we wasn't rich enough to buy everything that she saw.
Got to hold on to that purse string there, huh?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So. That's awesome. Well, good. Well, hey, Carl, thank you so much for everything that you've done with that. I know you were running flyers here and there and tickets and doing all that kind of stuff that you were doing behind the scenes, and you were part of the committee of putting this together. And I know you did a lot of thankless jobs to get this done, and I, as well as many others, truly appreciate what you did. It was just it was off the hook. Thank you so much. And you know, with the cleanup and stuff last night, and you know, breakdown of everything, helping others break their stuff down and getting it packed up so they could get out of there, and it was really well done, and I appreciate your help very much so.
Okay, you're welcome. And I hope that, though, I handed out a lot of cards for the radio program, so I'm hoping a lot more people are listening to the ropes program, and we need a lot of help. It does take a small army to put on something like this, so if people have spare time and they have a lot of energy, we'd love to have you guys come to the meetings on Monday night and get involved and help out. And it's not a lot of physical stuff, but it's a lot of other stuff that we need help with. So,
right. And if everybody,
anyway, thank you.
You bet. And if everybody takes a part of it, then it makes it easier for the masses. So that makes it so much nicer. Thank you, Carl.
Yeah.
We'll see.
All right.
We'll see you tomorrow night. You too. Bye bye.
All right.
Okay. On the other line, we have Terry. Good morning, Terry. How's it going?
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good, good. Hey, I wanted to kind of go through this list and just kind of thank everybody that was involved, and then you can chime in on those if you don't mind. Is that all right?
Sure.
Okay. Again, it was regarding the Anderson River Park yesterday at the Harvest Moon Liberty Festival, and it ran from people started coming about noon, but the music started at 2 p.m. and or around the 2 o'clock hour, put it that way, and ran until about 8:30-ish, something like that, because, you know, anytime you have a festival like that, things kind of get delayed or things get held up here and there, and that's just part of the business. That's exactly what happens. So, yeah, it kind of have to be flexible in that regard, and everybody was great on their flexibility and making it happen. So it ran a little longer, but that's good because more people got to be entertained by the music and so forth. And so anyway, it ran until 8:39, then we started doing the breakdown, and people started getting things cleaned up, and then our team went through the park and made sure we didn't leave any garbage, and then everything was put in the garbage bins and the big dumpsters and stuff like that, so it was clean when we left. So we tried to make sure that we got it up and running, and it was very well done. So now I just kind of want to go through the list of folks and just kind of give the shout-outs. And I want to shout-out to Clayton Raposa as the event coordinator, aficionado. He was doing it first time he's done an event like this, but he did a stellar job. A true patriot. He's out there, you know, putting fires out left and right, getting things taken care of, coordinating with vendors and whomever that needed, you know, there might have been little minor issues, but he took care of those things. He grabbed them and took them on. He didn't put them under the rug or anything like that. He just dealt with it and made everybody happy. And that's hard to do. And so he did a great job, and even keel, even temperament, just kind of kept on going, just like he needed to do, and he did a great job. And then Chris Kellstrom, you know, he's a gun ticket sales aficionado. He does that, and he's an overall helper. He just kind of fills the holes wherever needs to be dealt with, and he gets the insurance for us, and he figures out the problems that need to be fixed too. So he's a great helper in that regard, and got all that stuff kind of done. Carl Atkins, who we were just speaking to, you know, putting out the flyers and getting stuff like that done, you know, distributing those and talking to businesses and getting them linked in and so forth. And then Garrett Hall is our Facebook and media guru. He's our techie guy, and he's on top of that daily. Let me tell you, daily. He's always got something going and figuring it all out and helping us understand what we're doing, which is really nice because a lot of us come a long way. Thanks to Garrett. And then Jan Hanks, as a volunteer coordinator with the SOJ, or State of Jefferson, information booth, she's the booth master with that. She, you know, has everything set up. She's got everything going. She gets it coordinated. She has her volunteers there. They all do their thing. They talk to the public and get them educated and just kind of run through the mill. It's just, you know, it's the same thing at different events, but she knows what she's doing with that, and her team is always stellar. They just do a great job, and a big shout-out to them.
then Tom and Janelle Maples as a sound and music techs. They and the radio ads, they brought in their own personal sound system from that they own, and they had that all set up and got that going. And then they graciously donated the other sound guy on the main stage. They, you know, they paid for him to be there, and so that was off the hook. They paid for that guy to be there with his sound system because he had a much larger sound system that could accommodate the needs of those larger bands. And then the other stage, they had their sound system set up over there, and they had all this techie stuff going on behind the scenes that I understand nothing about. And so they did all that, had that coordinated. And Tom does, he's the voice. He does the recording of our Jefferson ads in his home studio. So he does that for us as well. So, and he and Janelle work on those together, and they're a great team. Sally Raposa as a sign and gear representative. She gets all the signs going, no matter what kind they are, where they go. Directional signs, invitation signs, what have you. And with the gear and so forth, she helps with and does that as well. And then Brittany Cornier, she is the Jefferson gear sales. She's right behind there, and she's Clayton's right-hand person, man. Anything that they have to deal with and go through to make this all happen, they're doing it arm in arm. They're making it happen. And then Dick Wilkinson as our gun ticket sales master. That man, we had tickets at our booth, and we had a pretty good stack that was left, you know, after the ticket sales had been done prior to the event. And then people started coming to our booth a little bit, and they started buying tickets there. And then Dick came up and he said, "Hey, do you have any tickets left?" And I said, "Sure." So he gave me what he had as far as the ticket stubs and the money that people had purchased those tickets for. And then he took those, and he kept coming back, go out and come back, go out and come back. Without him selling all those, we wouldn't have got them sold. And so we sold every last ticket probably two and a half hours before the ticket drawing. So that was great. Every ticket was sold. We maxed out where we needed to, and then the winner was announced. And then Glenn Morris and Penny Garland. Without these two, couldn't have been done. They were selling the tickets, the carnival tickets for all the kids. So they got to deal with all the families, with all the little kids coming in buying tickets for the carnival games and all the other stuff that was going on, pumpkin painting and all that other stuff. And we had a couple little hiccups in the beginning, but, you know, hey, we're learning. And once we got them figured out, we're stellar. They were on it like white on rice. They had it all taken care of. So that's just a shout-out to the few people that I know of for sure. I'm sure I've missed others, and I apologize, but that's what, you know, the other folks calling in, they can thank the other folks that I missed, if you don't mind. Okay, Terry, what do you got?
Do you have Clayton holding on the other line?
We do.
Why don't you go to him, buddy? I'm fine.
Okay. Hey, Clayton, how you doing, buddy?
Good, Wynn. How are you?
So far, so good. So what's happening?
Oh, I was just calling in wanting to talk about the festival a little bit. It was a fantastic time, as everybody's been saying. I wanted to give a special shout-out to our headliner band. The Odessa band rocked it on the main stage at the end of the night. They were great.
Yes, they did.
And the Motor City Riot has such a good stage performance. Man, I'm going to put them up again. They look great, too.
Yes. All the bands, they were off the hook. All of them. They were so talented and fun to listen to.
They really were. There were nine of them, and there wasn't a single one that was disappointing. They all had a great stage performance and sounded wonderful.
So any plans for a future event? Or is it too
oh, yeah.
Is it too
oh,
soon
yeah,
to ask?
We definitely want to do this yearly, probably the same weekend, first weekend in October, but that's yet to be discussed.
Okay.
And I've also been kicking around an idea of a Jeff Fest, a strictly Jefferson green and gold festival, same idea, but in March time or maybe April.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I thought it'd be fun to do one, you know, harvest theme where it's, you know, Jefferson people are there, but it's mostly about the music and the food. And then do one festival, which is straight Jefferson-themed, you know, so that we can have our own party and celebration.
Absolutely. I think it's a great idea. And we also need to give a shout-out to the city of Anderson, especially the mayor. He was on it. He did a great job as far as, you know, coordinating things for us and getting things taken care of. And there were a couple little issues we had to get taken care of. And he got on the phone and got them taken care of. And that's, you know, that's what it's about. And Anderson Rotary, you know, they had their booth there, and they were very happy when they were done at the end of the night. So, because I asked him, I walked by, I said, "So, hey, Baron, how are we doing?" And he said, "Thumbs up." I was like, "Okay, that's what we wanted to know." And all the other people around him were smiling, so I know they were all happy.
It seemed like everybody made out pretty good. All the vendors did well. The American barbecue was so tasty, he sold out before 3 o'clock.
Isn't that amazing?
So,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he Heath brought all this food thinking he was going to have leftovers, and he was done before halfway through the festival.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, so for next time, he'll know he'll have to ramp
up. Yeah, Good Times Pizza had to go back for more pizza.
That's right. Yep, the pizza had
they
to go back.
They sold 80 pizzas.
Wow.
By the slice.
Wow. That's crazy.
Wow.
Well, that's good.
That blew me away.
Well, you know, the other vendors seem to be happy. I know that, you know, like Metalomania, that they make all the metal art. They were very happy with what they were doing. So, you know, and I know we bought a couple pieces from them. So, you know, different groups are. I didn't get a chance to talk to everybody because I was running the booth. So I go out and talk to a couple of them that I could, and they all seemed to be very happy with what they were doing. And some of them were very generous, and they donated to our cause. So that was nice, too. You know, they're there, they're making money, and they paid for the booth space, and then they turn around and donate back to us. So that's good.
It was. Reading Balloons, in particular, went ahead and did that for us. They set up some extra games for us, and they gave us a donation off of those games, which is awful nice of them.
That is good. Very nice. And the kids and the parents with the little kids and stuff, they were happy. I had the credit card reader, you know, that I use on my phone. So people come in and say, oh, wait, I don't have enough money to do that. And they said, do you take cards? I said, yeah, absolutely. They said, okay, great. So they would come in, and I had one family come in about three times. They said, I can't believe I'm doing this. They come back about three times to buy tickets for the kids. But, you know, they were there. They were happy. They enjoyed it. And you know, they were able to use their cash on different things, and they could slide the card for the tickets. And that's what we would kind of talk to them about and said, oh, that's a good idea. We'll keep our cash for other things, and then we can slide our card for the tickets, knowing that they had that option. So it worked out well, and everybody was happy. Kids were happy. Mom and Dad were happy, and they're all off running around. It was good.
Yeah, for a first-time event where we had, you know, we're representing a nonprofit, so we didn't have a huge budget to work with, and we definitely had over 500 people show up out there. Probably closer to 1,000.
Yeah, I would say more than that because they would come and go. You know, you would have some, and then they would leave, and others would come. So it wasn't crowded, but it was well attended. It was definitely well attended.
Yeah, it was a steady flow all day.
All day long. Yep, yep. And it was good to see too, because there were a lot of people that we don't normally see. You know, like the young families coming in and stuff, bringing their kids in, which is good. You know, they're coming in for the festival, and then we start having dialogue with them, and then they start understanding what we're doing and why we're doing it. They're like, "Holy cow!" It's like, "Yeah." And that's when we talk to them. It's like, "Hey, if you have a chance to, you know, to participate in any of the events we deal with, or you know, come and listen to the meetings and just get involved. We really need more people like you, you know, your age group, you know, and talking to them about it and, you know, talk to them like what their professions are and stuff like that, saying, hey, you know, you might have some talents that we could use and, you know, just kind of go in that direction. And they get it. You know, they're seeing it because they're all questioning they ask us, well, why Sanctuary State? Why are we going to be an entire state? You know, you explain that to them. They're like, oh my gosh, this is horrible. Yes, it is horrible. That's what we're fighting. And so they realize that we're the good guys, that we're on the right side. We're trying to do the right thing. We are doing the right thing, actually. So they finally realize that. And now they're going to try to hopefully come into the fold.
I think it was good for combating the, you know, the media representation of Jefferson people and Tea Parties as racist and right-wing religious fanatics, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The whole festival was just a good, fun, family-oriented time, and you couldn't fault anybody there for being racist or fanatical or anything, so.
No, nothing like that was going on.
Mm-mm. No, I had some questions before the festival about, is this going to be a political protest or rally or something? And I was telling them, you know, this is a music festival. And it just, hopefully they came out and they saw that, yeah, we love to have fun and we love to promote ourselves in a fun, friendly atmosphere.
Yeah, in a positive light. And it was done very well. And you and your team did a stellar job. Now, did I miss anybody that you can think of that's on your team that you're working with? I hate to put you on the spot like that, but did I miss anybody when I was going down through and thanking everybody?
Well, unfortunately, because I live in Red Bluff, which is outside of the KCNR area, I can only listen to it on my phone.
Yeah, okay.
So, since I'm on the phone, I didn't know, but I could, I know you got Garrett and Carl and Tom and Janelle.
Yeah.
And Sally, let's see here. Yeah. Chris, did you mention Chris?
I mentioned Chris.
Oh, good, good. So, and Margie Ba and Jan, they were fantastic.
Yep.
Margie,
oh, yeah, Margie
really helped.
Yeah.
Yeah, Margie Ba really, really helped before the event, flyering and just getting the word out. And then, of course, Jan running the information booth like a pro, like she always does.
Yep, she does it stellar. Okay, yeah, I forgot about Margie. I'm sorry, Margie. I know she's always there taking care of business, getting stuff done, and you know, it just gets done when she's around. So yeah.
Oh, well, I'd like to mention Shay.
Oh my gosh. Shay.
Oh yeah.
Shay.
I mean, without Shay and Jimmy's another one. Jimmy.
Oh yeah, Jimmy.
You ask Jimmy to do something, he does it. He went down and watched the gate. He helps put together things. He was there the whole day with his family. Shay, I mean, he is just. He's amazing. Anything you need from that young man, he's a helper. That man is he's superb. He is an invaluable asset to Jefferson as a whole.
He is, and he's a young guy and a smart guy, and he's always getting stuff done. He's kind of like everybody else. The behind the scenes, they just get it done. You know, you say, "Hey Shay, I need this done," and he just smiles, says, "Done," and he goes and gets it done. And I want to put a shout out to Palisadro Feed because they're the folks that donated the. All the equipment, or the pallets and the board and stuff like that, and the straw that we had for that second stage, which Shay transported to there and is transporting it back. So
and assembled. He also built that stage.
And he built it, yeah. And his dad was there with him, too. Shaylin was helping him out, and I know Dr. Don was there. They were, you know, they're all giving Shay directions. But that's what they do. That's how they operate. It's awesome. But, yes, thank you, Shay, and your team. That was great.
And Jimmy was also amazing. He's just another one that, I mean, whenever he's in town, he helps us. He's the one who supplies us with all our cards. He donates those to us as far as our cards for our radio program on KCNR, and just a stellar young guy.
Yep.
I mean, his only flaw is he's a Minnesota Viking fan.
Well, everybody's got something, don't they?
Just kidding, Jimmy. Just kidding, buddy. We love you.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, again, you know, if we didn't mention somebody, I want to apologize up front because there were so many of you that were involved, but please let us know, and we'll be talking about this again at some point, too, and we definitely want to make sure everybody's thanked properly, and it's addressed. I mean, because that's the right thing to do. You know, you thank the team that is in front of you, that's working beside you and behind you, and stuff that you don't even know gets done. And I know what. I'm proud to have been part of this. It was a great event, and I can't thank you, Clayton, enough to be the one to step up and say, "Hey, let's get her done," and making that happen. And you know, the bands—they were, you know, the different types of bands that were up there. That was great. You know, different music for all kinds, and a lot of people just stayed there for the entire thing. There were several people that were there from. I kid you not, from like 2 to 8:30, 9 o'clock, watching the music, and they were very happy, you know, and they were close to the food area, and they just, you know, they watched the whole thing, and they enjoyed it. The same couple groups of people that I saw when I walked across there a couple times, and so they had a blast, you know. It was good. It was very well done.
It was, and I'm very glad that I could do that for you guys. You know, I was telling a lot of younger people, you know, the Jefferson case, it takes money, and you know, younger people don't necessarily have a whole bunch of money, but we have talents and gifts that we can donate to help spread the word and raise money for the cause. So
absolutely,
and it's fun to do.
Yeah, and so now we have a challenge out to other counties. I have a challenge out to other counties. We have 21 other counties that are out there, and you know, involved. We have, you know, 20 others declared counties, but then we have a couple other counties that want to come on, and so. I'm putting a challenge out there. Come on, guys. Let's see what we can do. And I know our team would be willing to help out and give suggestions of by what we've learned of what to do and what not to do and how to do things and how not to do things. And that's the best thing we can do. We can offer that kind of information and help, and we'd be more than happy to do that. So, you know, give us a call. We'll be happy to help you get things set up. And if it's not for, you know, sometime soon, then maybe like Clayton was saying, in the spring, we could have all kinds of events like this throughout the territory of Jefferson. And what a wonderful thing to have, you know, all the people starting now to get the events up and running for then. And what a great way to get things going. And you could probably even use some of the same talent. You know, they could go from location to location or what have you. And you just kind of dream up all these things or use the talent that you have immediately in your area. There's some great talent throughout Jefferson as well. So let's make it happen and use the people that we have that we know that are, you know, willing to do it and make it all happen.
Now, Clay, are you coming tomorrow night to the Patriot meeting because we were going to go over all this stuff? Or are you going to be coming tomorrow night?
Oh, I'm coming.
Outstanding. And I have to say, son, you did an amazing job. you and our little Brittany, I mean, it was absolutely amazing. What I was impressed with the most was when you run an event like that, your temperament was impeccable. You were great. When a challenge would come up, you'd fix it. You did it with a great temperament, and I know this may sound like a proud papa, because I am, but you were amazing. Brittany was amazing. And you guys, I know that when we went out there and you were measuring everything off out there, you and Britt, on where you were going to put people and everything. There's a lot of work that goes into this, folks, and all the people that we talked about, amazing people, and again, apologies if no one was mentioned that they really should be. I'm, you know, maybe before the program's over, we'll remember. But anyway, Clay, I'm very proud of you, son, and we're looking forward to hearing from you and Britt tomorrow night and, getting these types of things going all across the great state of Jefferson.
Right, and also, too, and I also want to make sure that we thank the speakers that we had. You know, we had Baron, Baron Browning, the mayor from Anderson. He did a good job doing what he was doing up there. Then we had Melissa Hunt. And she's running for District 5, you know, for Board of Supervisors, and she did a great job. You know, she's a sweet lady, just knows her stuff, and she was willing to get up there and just, you know, a true patriot doing her part. And then Mark coming in and doing his part and, you know, explaining to folks, you know, what Jefferson's, where we're at with Jefferson and the process and doing it the way, the only way that Mark can do it. Nobody else can seem to do anything close to what he does. So, you know, I wanted to make sure we thank those folks as well because they did a stellar job.
Yeah, Mark was really, really good. I'm always really impressed with him.
Okay, any other thing that we got going on yet? I just want to make sure before we let you go, Clay.
No, I don't have anything on the docket. Mention the dinner. There's Chris Kelscher's putting on his dinner coming up in February.
He is. He's going to have a dinner coming up in February like we did last year. And as soon as I have the exact date and time, I have an idea, but I don't want to misquote. So I will have to wait until I get that exact date and time, and then we can let people know what's going to be happening with that. But it's on the radar, folks. So just know that it's going to be happening, and we'll get that figured out, and maybe that'll be something that'll be released tomorrow night at the meeting. Might have to come to the meeting to find out for sure, and then maybe by this time next week we'll have more information to give you. Okay.
Very good.
All right. Well, I'm getting the big break signal, so Clay, thank you so much for calling in. Thanks for doing everything you did. It was a pleasure to work with you, and I know we'll see you tomorrow night.
Definitely. Have a good day, Lynn.
Okay. You too. All right. We're going to go off to a break. Terry, can you hold on? Okay, let's just go on to the break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
All right, the time has come for 4:51.
There we go.
Turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit soj51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Jefferson here soon, so it's all right. Just hang in there. We'll be there.
One more Tom Petty tribute there as a member of the Traveling Wilburys. You heard him singing lead on the first verse there.
There you go.
End of the line.
There you go. See, Tom knows it's going to be all right. Okay, I want to give another shout out. Thank you, Gary, for bringing this to my attention. See, that's what, it takes all of us to get this done. Okay, we want to thank the Anderson Rec and Parks Department. That facility was spotless. It was off the hook. It was clean. There was no park garbage, if you know what I mean, laying about. It was really well taken care of. The stage area, the bathrooms were under construction, so that's, you know, that was kind of a not a major issue. They had the porta potties there, which is fine. It accommodated. It did everything it needed to do. But we were there under the new construction of that facility, which is fine. Next time we go there, I'm sure they'll be done. But the facility, the grounds were clean. They were, the lawns were mowed. Everything was taken care of, and it was just really, really nice. And I want to give the Anderson Rec and Parks Department a huge shout out, and thank you very, very much for being on top of that. And it's different from a lot of other parks that we're all exposed to. So we just want to make sure that they get the kudos for that, and deservedly so. So, okay, we got...
Lori just wanted to chime in and make sure we thank Morton for all he did.
Yeah. Morton was great. He was getting flyers out here and there and doing all that other stuff. And see, again, everybody can do something. You know, we have a lot of senior patriots that are out there just doing their thing, and they do what they can when they can, and they do as much as they can. And Mort is a perfect example of that. He's a true patriot, a God-fearing man, and he goes out and does everything that he can possibly do, and he asks for more. So, you know, thank you out to Mort as well. Thank you, Mort. Okay, Terry, what else have we got going? We got, 3 minutes left, so what do we have?
Well, you know, I just want to say again that the folks that helped were just amazing. It allowed Wynn and I time to play laser tag.
We wouldn't fit in that thing there.
Yeah, except when I got stuck in the little cave there. You know, thanks for pulling me out, buddy.
Yeah, right.
And but the one thing that I realized that I missed by being in the studio is I don't get to hear Sally sing along with the music.
Oh, she's singing at home, is she?
But if you haven't heard Sally sing,
I have Terry.
That beautiful woman. It is beautiful music to God's ears.
And God's smiling when she sings.
Yes. It may be God alone, but no, all kidding aside, it was a great event. You know, gosh, everybody is so amazing. You know, we were able to talk to a lot of people. I had a very long talk with the mayor of Anderson about unfunded liability, about the jail situation, about sanctuary state situation. Everybody, we were able to talk to a lot of people, and the thing is everybody doing their part. And the beauty of this is that it seemed to go along pretty much with the people all working together without a hitch. That was the neat part. I mean, it's the attitude. Everybody had the servant's heart. Everybody was willing to help. We need help over here. Boom, they're there. We need help over here. Boom, they're there. And that can only be done with the kind of folks that understand that, you know, us all working together is what's going to make this happen.
Absolutely.
We the people is going to make all this happen.
Well, and, you know, I forgot to thank Tina. She ran the booth for the painting of the pumpkins. Man, she was on that thing nonstop from start to finish, and she dealt with all the little kids, the big kids, the adults. I mean, she dealt with everybody. Thank you, Tina. She was stellar on that, so I just wanted to give her a shout-out. All right, it sounds like we're being noised out of the studio. Thank you, Terry.
We are.
Thank you, Terry, for everything. Appreciate it. And I guess we will talk to you a little bit later. And don't forget about the call tonight at 7 o'clock. The time has come. For 51.
Thanks, Terry. Thanks, Wynn. Sovereign Minds is next at KCNR Shasta Redding.
We had no say. You don't serve us. You serve L.A. The time has come for 51. In the Jefferson state of mind.
Tropical Storm Nate is dumping heavy amounts of rain on Mississippi and Alabama at this hour as it weakens and moves away from the Gulf Coast, where it came ashore near Biloxi early this morning. Brock Long is FEMA administrator.
While it's a 45-mile-per-hour tropical storm right now, you have to add to it the forward speed of 23 miles an hour. So basically, hurricane-force winds are just right at hurricane-force winds are going to pass through many portions of Alabama into Tennessee. And then also when it interacts with the mountains within western North Carolina, a lot of rainfall is going to occur from this as well.